sir. Delivery, three pairs of LPs.
Thank you so much. How much do I owe you?
Nah, don't be silly, bro.
No, it's on me. Don't be silly.
That's not how it works.
Don't be silly, bro. It's on me.
I have an offer. I'm gonna give you $10,000 if you return a serve of mine.
Turn one serve.
So it has to land on my side between the singles lines.
What about charities? Do you work with any charities?
Yeah, I do one with Greece, yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite charity?
Together for the Children, it's called.
Okay, if I don't return a serve, I'll donate 10K.
How about 10 serves?
No. 20.
20.
Okay, 20 serves.
20 serves.
If I return one of 20 in the court,
I'll give you 10K.
And if I don't return any, then I'll donate
10K. You'll donate 10K to Together for the Children.
Deal.
We thought his serve was 90 miles per hour.
What is it?
It's not. 125.
So Stefanos, or most of you guys probably know him as Tsitsipas. Him and I have been chatting for a while. Never had the chance to properly meet because his schedule and my schedule are so hectic. But I've helped him out with some business stuff. And yeah, eventually, and finally now today, we get to play tennis. Alright, watch this.
The man them too inconsiderate, five-star hotel, smoking cigarette, mixing codeine up with a Finnegan. She got thick but she wanna get Finnegan, drinking apple cider vinegar, wearing skim cause she wanna be Kim in it. Alright.
Alright, drop shot. What, like a drop shot?
Main event?
Yeah, main event. Let's do it.
20 serves, but they have to land inside the service box. If they're out, they don't count.
You ready? You ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I wanted to see that.
Have you paid attention that the last 10 serves, I have aced you without you touching even the ball?
Yeah.
Because you're giving me the hole wide open. He's not covering equally, you know what I mean? Covering equally would be sitting here. Okay. So that like this, you have half of this, half of this.
Okay.
You're not fully exposed to one side.
I'll
do that for you.
Appreciate it.
I'm sorry for this.
Did that?
But I played fair, huh?
You played fair?
I saw the empty space, I went for it.
Bro, you even gave me the extra points.
Yes, brother.
What's up?
What's on you? I can't even bother asking this question again. Where are we going?
I don't know, I still haven't decided whether I want it. Might pick up another car. I got offered a wagon a couple months ago from Mercedes here, AMG. And they've offered me a 65K Durham discount because I'm already an existing customer. Obviously because I bought the 1 of 5 Maybach, the Night Series. And the way that I view these things, and no matter how much money you make, how rich you get, you always have to view it. I never view things as how much money am I spending on it. I view it as how much money am I losing. I don't give a shit if something's $5 million. If I know for a fact I can sell it a year later and get my $5 million back, but get tons of enjoyment out of it, then great. Like I couldn't care less. I don't look at price. I look at how much am I going to lose when it comes time to sell it, or what am I potentially going to gain.
Solid. Good spec. Oh, this feels familiar.
Yeah, this feels very familiar, huh, Tristan?
Oh, yeah, baby.
I kind of miss daily driving the wagon.
It's such an easy car to drive, except for corners.
Apart from corners...
It's a super easy car to flip, too.
Apart from corners, super easy to drive.
I'm outside in an AMG.
So what are you thinking?
Listen, if it came to it, I'd take this one. I'd take it home ASAP, but listen, this is very nice on the inside. Still beautiful on the inside. Interior, it's got like the brown and black. It's nice. Yeah, not much else to say. It's nice.
I genuinely don't see why we just don't sit on the other one.
What, the other one?
Yeah.
What, you like the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but bro, you know, his wagons are all really the same. Like, there's so little you can spec about it. So, like, when you find one that you just like in the exact color you like, the other one's okay. But I'm not the biggest fan of like the brown interior. This full black interior stitching. Let me put this in. This one I 100% take like now or whenever. The other one, like I'm not super bothered. It's 50-50.
Where are we going?
We're going 3 Kicks.
Check the boys out.
Yeah.
See what's popping.
So I need to get him a pair of Travis's.
He's like size 17.
So yeah. That might be a little tough. My biggest, actually a 17?
No, 45.
Oh,
yeah, he's fucking
dead. Which color do you want?
You said you wanted the black.
Yeah, but that was when he was paying.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
You like the reverse mochas, don't you?
Yeah, the most expensive ones, yeah.
Huh?
Most expensive.
What do you prefer, these or these?
Reverse mochas. Yeah, reverse mochas are hard.
We could be in love here.
Bro, we can go fishing in that.
It's like new iPhone 15.
Fucking boats, bro.
Looking at another car.
So you're doing this again, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I want something to like knock around in. Obviously, I bought the Ferrari last month, but that was as a gift for a loved one. So yeah, I just want something to buzz around in until next year, closer to Modball, when I'm gonna get something a little bit more of a heavy hitter, like a hypercar. See, I'm not really the biggest fan of the GT2 RS. The GT2 RS looks like a GT3. Like, as in aesthetics of it. No, I mean like the GT3 RS are like more, even the backside of the GT3 RS is so much more beautiful.
As long as they remove the Brabus badging, it'll be solid.
I got problems with that.
Yeah, I got some evil ways. Even through the glasses, you can see the gaze.
So?
Well, I don't know, what do you want me to say?
It feels like it can move.
Yeah?
Yeah, it has that feeling that like a death trap.
Listen, Cape Town Roads.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Huh? Horrible. Look at the fishnets on the side.
I think just if I was going somewhere, I would feel awkward taking this car. Like, I wouldn't pick my mom up in this car and like go somewhere. Back spoiler on this thing is wider than the car. It's like ridiculous.
Oh, how lucky. One cup holder. Oh, 2 cup holders.
Nice.
How do you feel?
It's actually a lot more practical than I thought. Good sound system.
So we got it. We're picking it up.
Yes, we are picking up a brand new 2023 G63 double black series, or double black pack. Not black series, double black pack. I think it's probably my favorite spec wagon I've ever seen.
That's exciting. Nice. Congrats, bro.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thanks, bro.
No, thank you.
I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you filming me getting the car. You're the best passenger princess anyone could ever ask for.
I appreciate it, bro.
Cheese!
All
right.
There it is.
Yeah, beautiful.
Remember, I was in a cold when I was froze. I was sleeping in a whip trying to get a fucking grip. I remember, didn't have no hoes trying to go.
Damn, bro. We're back.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
A few gifts from us.
Beautiful.
So you have a chair. I think, forget all the other gifts. The main gift is this one. So you might want to pull this one out.
Ah, this is sick. This is sick. This is going in my office, bro.
For the new office setup.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Remember, I was
was sleeping in the basement, watching Tigger in the basement. I was trying to get a placement, I remember.
Whoa, we back.
Yes, sir.
It's been a minute.
Fuck, bro, I actually missed this car. If you have to have one car for the rest of your life, I know, like, a lot of people say a Porsche 911. I would understand why, but, like, at the end, if you have a family, if you need to transport people around, like, if you have this car, you have everything. You have power, safety, you can transport five people, lots of luggage, just fucking everything.
You just missed this car, that's why you bought it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so wrapping up the vlog, couple things to address. First things first, here is confirmation of the 10,000 euro donation that I sent to the charity that Stefanos works with. So big shout out to Mr. Tsitsipas and all the amazing work he does there. And then on another note, I picked up a GT3. And if this video gets 120,000 likes, I will do a track day with the GT3 and bring one of you guys along to join me for the day and even let you drive the GT3 as well.